when I heard this question, I thought it was a good opportunity to chime in and just say that for the person who wrote this letter, I mean, we all know girls and guys all feel this pressure to look a certain way. And a lot of times professionals will talk about how the media puts so much pressure on all of us to fit a certain image. But I think it's also important. An interesting study came out, and they found that teen girls tend to compare their bodies more so to their peers than they do to celebrities. So if you feel like you're constantly looking at everyone else in your school, you're not alone and you're not crazy, and it tends to be something that's really common. And another thing that the study found was that in schools where girls had a lower than average body mass index, which means that the girls tended to be thinner, the more likely those girls were likely to feel pressure to be thinner. So I think Golda and Ricky both had great points about, you know, hanging out with people who have an awareness of feeling like they can point out things that are more positive. But something else that we can do is stop fat talking. And Can you hear me?
No. What did you say, fat talking?
Yeah, fat talking. So fat talking is when people or girls especially engage in statements like, I feel so fat, or does my butt look big in these pants? Have you guys ever heard those kinds of statements?
All the time.
Okay, so when you hear those kinds of conversations, they can be really unhealthy because they make you feel even worse about yourself, and then you're actually more likely to overeat or not want to go to the gym to things that are positive about. Yourself, like starting to appreciate that you have great cheekbones or nice eyelashes or nice long legs. And something else that can be helpful for the girl who wrote this letter is that keeping a journal can be really beneficial. It's like your space and place to completely unload all of your thoughts and feelings. And I think my last tip is really to find somebody, you know, of course having a best friend that you can talk to is important, but also finding somebody like an advisor at youth group or your favorite teacher or somebody who's in college.
Or your rabbi.
Graduated, or your rabbi, but somebody that you can confide in that'll be a healthy role model, that'll totally get what you're saying, but, you know, also uplift you to start wanting to make, you know, positive choices and look at your body in a more healthy, realistic way.
Okay. Does any of our reporters have any other questions to ask Mara? Or are you feel, like, comfortable in her answer? All right, well.
Yes?
No, that was good.
That was good.
All right, thank you, Mara.
Of course. Have a great show, guys.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, bye.